In today's Pittsburgh Gazette, reporter Jim McKinnon has a detailed account of what happened aboard the ill-fated United Airlines Flight 93 last Tuesday. He spoke this morning with NPR's Joe Palca.
In the middle of the takeover of the plane by the hijackers, he was huddled with other passengers and flight attendants at the rear of the plane and picked up the plane's in-flight telephone and was connected to a GTE operator. And from there, he relayed what was going on. They exchanged information. At that time, the passengers did not know about the crashes at the World Trade Center.
And what kinds of things did Todd Beamer say to this GTE operator about what was going on inside the plane?
He was almost military-like in his assessment, the understanding he had about 13 minutes. He assessed his situation, explained that they could see three hijackers. Two of them were armed with knives, that one of them was wearing a red belt with a bomb attached to it. And they knew they were being hijacked, but they didn't know why the hijackers wanted their plane. So he was asking her two things primarily. Did she have any idea what they wanted? And he insisted that this operator call his wife and express his love for her and their two sons back in New Jersey. Once the operator explained that there had been two previous crashes just within the past previous hour, he advised her that he and several other passengers had decided to foil the hijackers' plan. They figured that they were going to die anyway, and they were not going to allow these guys to carry out their own suicide plot.
Now, as I understand, two of the hijackers apparently had forced their way into the cockpit, and a third, this man that was wearing what appeared to be a bomb around his waist, was standing outside. Is that right? Outside the cockpit.
That's right. That's right.
How did they proceed, or what was their plan? And where were the rest of the passengers there? I gather there were just some huddled in the back.
Of the 38 passengers and flight attendants on the plane, the majority, 28 or 29 of them, had been forced into the first class compartment. The other 10 or 15 had been forced to the very rear of the plane. And the hijacker with a bomb apparently was keeping guard on them to make sure that they did not disrupt their new pilots, the hijackers who had taken over the plane. I understand at least the pilot and co-pilot were wounded in the process of the hijackers taking over the cockpit, and at least one other passenger was wounded. I know that there have been previous reports that at least one of those passengers or the co-pilot had been killed before the plane actually went down. They were killed by the hijackers.
Did the passengers have any sense of where the plane was headed?
They were making guesses and just taking the translation of his conversation to the operator. I would guess that he did not know where they were. They were headed from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco. It was going to be an 8-hour long trip. They know that the plane took off fine. It crossed over Pennsylvania just fine. But apparently it kind of started to veer north towards Cleveland. And I don't know if that's the regular flight route. They said that they could feel the plane changing directions, but they did not know which direction it would go in, it was going. At one point, Todd Beamer told the operator that he thinks we're going north, and then he almost panicked. He says, "Oh, God, we're going down." And then he says, "Oh, no, we're okay. I think we've turned around." So I don't think that I don't think he had much of an idea which direction they were going anymore.
What happened at the end of this 13-minute conversation that Todd Beamer had with the supervisor on the ground, the GTE cell phone supervisor? What were his last plans? How do we think what happened right at the end?
That was probably the most dramatic part of the interview, as she explained, when the operator explained how grave their situation apparently was, that these guys apparently were going to take this plane down and everybody in it and kill everybody in it. Todd Beamer, apparently, it's kind of a regular cliche that he uses around the house and throughout his life. He told her that he mentioned Jeremy Glick by name. That was one of the other four of this band of heroes that we've heard about. They and a few others had decided to jump on the hijacker with a bomb. They were going to do something. And at the very end of the conversation, he asked this operator to pray with him. They recited the 23rd Psalm. Then she heard him drop the phone, and she could hear his voice in the background with all the background noises and the screams. And he said, "Are you guys ready? Let's roll." And after that, the phone was silent. And it was, I guess, it was about 2 minutes to two or three minutes before 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The phone was silent, but the operator kept the line open. She was waiting for him to return, possibly to see if anything would happen. And after about 2 minutes, she finally hung up because she realized that the plane had gone down.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reporter Jim McKinnon. He spoke with NPR's Joe Palca.